We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
The McNeil and Parkin Show.
Danny Mac and Dan Parker Show.
Yes.
Afternoons on the Score.
Off we go, Parkins!
We do. We're fueled by all the finest cheeses in all the land.
I hope the cheese has medicinal properties today that can sort of erase the malaise that swept over our room for a few minutes today. Is it a tough Tuesday for you guys? It just seems like everybody's a little bit, I don't know, maybe it's...
I feel good.
Okay.
I feel good.
All right. This maybe bearslessness? I don't
maybe.
Know.
Maybe.
Just...
Maybe.
Yeah.
How do you guys feel today?
Settling into the winter grind, are you?
Yeah. Middle of January thing, I think, is more of it than a Tuesday thing.
Okay.
Tanny, feeling good?
Yeah, I'm fine, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Doing good. Doing great.
So reassuring. The power of cheese will fuel us through today's flight.
Well, you pump us full of dairy, and you expect us to be jumping around here, rah-rah, top step of the dugout?
Yeah.
We're in a cheese comb over
here. Yeah. Cheese.
Although, I mean, come on, only 10-year cheddar?
I know.
And you could tell, couldn't you?
Yeah, cheese. I mean, come on.
We had a text exchange the other day, and I happened to be in Whole Foods Sunday, and I said, I can't believe all they have here is the 10-year hooks. And Danny comes back with, I guess you could call that cheese. That's the line of the week so far. It's a young week.
It was set on our text chain.
Well, yeah, can be a line, right?
Well, no, for sure. I'm saying we should get these lines on the radio.
Was that the line of last week or the line of this current week? We'll have to figure that out.
Technically, Sunday is the first day of the week, even though we don't consider it to be the start of the week, right?
All right. I'm down with that.
Okay. Yeah,
but is it really Monday's when the week starts?
I'm looking at a calendar, son.
I've looked at one before, but I'm a...
Starts with Sunday.
Yeah, I know.
Why did they do it that way?
On the seventh day the Lord rested?
Let's
I don't know.
Let's change that. Let's get it right. Monday should be the first block on your calendar, and then work your way to Sunday.
But that's why it's called a weekend, because it's the end of the weeks, the ends, when you look at the calendar.
Correct. It's the end
Monday
of the week.
Is not on your schedule.
I'm confused. Like, if it were the weekend, so it should be at the end of that
it
first
is, it's
line.
At the ends.
No, it isn't.
Ends.
Sunday
weekends.
Is the first block.
Weekends. Sunday the first block. Saturday the last block.
I want to see how many times on this
ends.
You guys can talk past each other.
Oh,
I'm looking forward to it.
All right. Is my Fire Stick illegal? If that's illegal, I need to know this right now and have my wife dispose of it. Some people are saying that's pirating.
You can use a Fire Stick to stream things illegally is my understanding of it.
Yeah,
but I don't believe
do that.
By that. In a,
your understanding of it?
Yeah, in and of itself, I don't believe it is illegal. Yeah, I've read about these illegal Fire Sticks, and I
wouldn't
I
steal anything. I never split a cable back in the days of early cable and people trying to say, if I got two TVs, I'm going to split the cable and only have to pay for one. I've never believed in doing that. Sort of thing. I'm a broadcaster, and I believe people who are...
Pay for your content.
Yes, you pay for your damn content.
I agree completely.
I'm not going to steal it.
Now, here's my question to you about Netflix, because plenty of people are running to your defense, and plenty of people are agreeing with me and saying that you should get in there. I think you would love it.
Here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to ask my soon-to-be 28-year-old son, your little brother.
Yeah.
You guys look so much alike. He's my technology coach. I'm going to have him come over and set me up and do everything through my smart TV in the basement. And I'm going to join the 21st century. It's time to do it. I recognize that. I hate the effort that I know I'm going to have to put into it for a couple of hours to learn the damn technology and learn the language of it. It's just technology frightens me. We all have certain things that scare the hell out of us.
And I sympathize with that. I have to deal with that with my grandparents. But, you know, it's the type of thing where I promise you, if you have a login, you will enjoy it. It will take you 2 minutes to learn Netflix. And yeah, the vast majority of the stuff you won't watch. And the classic movies that it has, you already have in your DVD walk-up collection. Like, for example, Spotlight is on Netflix. The Godfather is on Netflix.
Right.
The Departed is on Netflix. I'm sure
right.
you own all of those movies.
Yes, I do.
But also, they produce hundreds and hundreds of pieces of original content every year with the same budget of, you know, Will Smith did a superhero movie exclusively for Netflix.
I know. I understand there's a lot of content available that I'm not exposed to otherwise. I get that.
So that's all I'm saying. Like, I think Chevy Chase has a new thing out that is just Netflix. Sandra Bullock just did Bird Box, which was this huge viral sensation. A very expensive produced movie just for Netflix. I really think you would like it.
I think you're right, and I think it's time to be proactive instead of fighting it and go ahead and move on it. Okay. He's snowboarding this weekend, though. He's going to be in either Wisconsin or Michigan. He follows the snow, so I won't have him this weekend. But I'll get him over sometime very soon, and he can set me up with that. He hates those projects because he knows how impatient I am, and he knows how I flag early during the instructional process.
Yeah.
Whenever he's giving me a tutorial on, I can promise you, about 45 seconds in, I'm thinking about something else.
I got to tell you, I think now you can just talk into your remote. So if as long as you can talk into your remote, it'll take you to whatever movie, whatever TV show you want to see. I know even on the X1, you can say a movie quote into the remote and it'll take you to the movie.
Really?
Yeah, the Xfinity X1 voice remote is remarkable.
Oh, like I can do movie quotes? Like, now like, I'm interested.
Yeah, click the remote and say, I'm in the middle of this speech. Yeah. Take you to the future. You know?
It's great.
An obscure quote at the end of Transition when I was talking about the front man and founder of the band ELO.
Yeah.
He said he should die of hemorrhoids. I'm surprised my Pope of Greenwich Village folks weren't maybe some people recognize it. If you didn't drive, you didn't text because you were driving, good for you. But usually guys come in with a Pope of Greenwich Village. Nice going. You get a lot of guys complimenting you on the wire and obscure things that go way over my head. And I really don't feel that way about Jeff Lynn. I just don't care for it. So I go hard on the guy. He's a target. He's always going to be a target. You know, as long as I have a microphone and an opportunity to talk every now and again for a few minutes about music, I'm going to barbecue that loser. So,
but sorry. You don't actually want him to die.
No, I don't.
Can hemorrhoids even be fatal? I don't know. Is that something that can kill you?
No.
Okay.
I don't think so.
I wasn't sure.
I think that's the joke.
Yeah.
Okay.
Right.
You got it.
Yes. Paulie, Eric Roberts' character, was not a real bright 26-year-old kid in the Pope of Greenwich Village. You remember Paulie. He was a chotch. Isn't he the definition of chotch?
Yes.
His character?
Over the top.
Yeah.
Complete
yeah.
inflated
yes.
sense of self.
Yes, he was a Greenwich Village jotch.
Entertaining movie, though.
No question.
Lived up to it. Texters, all over. It doesn't look like you're breaking much of a rule there with your...
Okay.
And by the way, my guess is your wife knows Netflix. My guess is Sherry watches things on Netflix.
I'll ask.
You should ask.
I'll ask
you
her.
Should ask.
All right.
And
we had this talk.
And report back. And yes, texters, we will do a True Detective Tuesday at some point in the
show. Did you watch both last night?
I watched both.
Okay, good.
Yeah, so, and Shep even. I get Shep the logins. Did you get through both, Shep, this morning?
He's cramming over here on this side.
Oh, wow, you're watching during the show. Okay.
Commercial breaks, five-minute chunks. Let's go, baby.
Call it work.
Sure, commercial breaks, sure.
Yeah, right, exactly. This hour on The Score brought to you by Vasectomy Clinics of Chicago.
I'm a feminist.
We'll get there. It's McNeil and Parkins on The Score. McNeil and Parkins on The Score. You want to share what you just Googled during the commercial break?
Yes. I'm looking at the weather forecast in Kansas City over the weekend, and it's making me real ill because they're expecting horrible weather at Arrowhead Stadium. Now, we're still more than 5 days out, so there are large variances possible, but they're expecting single-digit temperatures and Arctic blasts for the Chiefs and the Patriots. And I think that sucks, and I think the NFL should be proactive and recognize how sophisticated the automobiles are these days that are getting on the racetracks and put them on an appropriate playing surface for a game with this much at stake. And with the way the game has evolved, which has made it more palatable for more people enjoy points than low-scoring games, I wish these games were played indoors. And I know cannot it was believe. Cold in Kansas City last weekend. There was snow. People say, oh, it was a fine game. Weather had nothing to do with it. This is expected to be much worse. Yeah, because you assume that I like the ice bowl, right?
I do assume that you liked the ice
bowl. Not necessarily.
And you like low scoring, and you complained about offenses this year.
I like low scoring because of good defense, not because it's played in Iceland. Actually, Iceland's not one of the colder places in the world, is it?
Right.
On occasion. That's why it's Iceland.
Mighty Ducks 2 taught me that. Yeah. Iceland is very nice.
Yeah.
But Greenland is the cold
one. I just don't think that makes for the best football, especially in high-tech offenses.
It definitely doesn't make for the best football.
And it's not the type of football people want to see.
I think people love watching other people play sports in the elements, though.
Maybe for a while. It looks cool.
It looks
Buffalo
cool.
Buffalo, when you can't even see the yard line stripes because it's snowing, but it doesn't make for a good game.
Yeah, for games of this magnitude, I don't think it matters. Like, for me, it would matter because I'm with you. I like to see the sport played at the highest level, and I'm sure the cold will impact the game, but both teams will be playing it, and so we'll see who adjusts to it better. But everyone's tuning into the AFC Championship game regardless, and then if there's elements that affect it, it's just a wrinkle for that game. But if it was week six and it's going to lead to crappy football with no real stakes attached to it because it's just a regular season game, I think that's when it becomes a turnoff for people.
Right. Okay. Well, I just, you know, you have one of the greatest quarterbacks, many say the greatest quarterback of all time. He's on his way out. It won't be this year. It probably won't be next year. But Tom Brady at some point is going to be done, and he's got a chance to play in his eighth consecutive championship game against the best new Ferrari out on the track today. And if it's played in inclement weather, it's not going to make for good television. It's not going to make for a good football game, and I wish the league would look into doing something about it.
Well, so is there a solution?
I don't know what the solution is. I've got a few suggestions. They're meathead suggestions, and they'd never happen, but I think an NFL franchise, you ready for this? You want to hear something?
Of course.
I think an NFL franchise, if it has a high-tech offense and plays in an outdoor facility, first of all, do something about the outdoor facility. Do something about it anyway. Find a way to put a retractable dome over Arrowhead. Find a way to put it, if the Packers, for example, had the Chiefs offense, let's say.
And well, that's what they're hoping to get.
Yeah, and they're really, really fancy, and they... And it's supposed to be, the wind's going to be out of the north at 40 miles an hour in January, and they don't want to play their conference championship game in Lambeau Field. Why not move the game to Milwaukee's Miller Park, which has a dome, a retractable roof? Why not move it to another NFL city if you think it enhances your, you know,
well, because they would want their fans to be able to be there.
Fans can buy a damn ticket. You want to see your offense operate under optimal conditions based on the way your offense functions best.
There's no doubt that if the goal was highest quality of play, all of the stadiums would be uniformed. Every stadium would be a dome.
All right. And that's a good conversation. Should they be?
I would say no, because it's football, and throughout all levels of football, you'll never get every high school stadium in a dome, every college stadium in a dome, and so the sport is played in the elements. It's played in rain, heat, cold. The only thing that stops football, national tragedy and lightning.
Where are championships played in most levels of football? Most levels. Most of the time, they're played indoors. Most of the time.
Nice cities, yeah.
Yeah, most
now,
of the time.
Now, the Illinois State Football Championships are still played at the University of Illinois. That's an outdoor facility. In Indiana, they play them inside. They play them where the Colts play. I imagine in Wisconsin. I don't know where they play them in Wisconsin. Madison, I'm guessing. But it would just...
And yeah, sometimes
the college
it's just warm
championships
weather,
are indoors.
Yeah, but sometimes it's warm weather. Super Bowl's
or warm
in...
warm weather city.
Yeah, yeah. Miami, New Orleans, and Dome, obviously. San Francisco.
So I just think it's, you know... I don't want to watch another weekend of lousy football, I guess is what got me to thinking about this when I saw the forecast today. And I'm hoping that the weather is not going to destroy the quality of what could be one of the greatest conference championship games in the modern era, because it has the potential to be that.
I agree with you. It has the potential to be an all-time game, and the forecast is horrible. And the wording around cold weather stuff is just scary. What did you call it? It was an Arctic blast?
Arctic blast is what they're expecting, yeah. I've
polar
seen that in
vortex.
Like four stories I've looked at. Mm-hmm. Arctic blast coming. It just sounds cold, doesn't it?
Yeah, it's miserable. And Also, then it begs the question of, would you go? If it was, because I don't, yeah. I tell you this, I know a lot of Chiefs fans, the idea of moving out of Arrowhead would be a non-starter. They want it to be at Arrowhead for forever. And I assume most Bears fans feel the same way about Soldier Field, even if you don't love the stadium.
I assume a lot of them do, too. I don't know if it's the majority of them. But
you know how it is? It's like a Midwestern, Northern tough guy thing. I love the frozen tundra of Lambeau Field, the dog pound in Cleveland, the monsters of the Midway on the lakefront.
January of 97, I went to the Packers-Panthers NFC championship game at Lambeau Field. It was 3 degrees at kickoff. The wind chill was 17 below. It didn't feel that bad in the stadium, but of course, as an outdoors guy, I was prepared for it with Under Armour and all kinds of stuff, and I wasn't uncomfortable. So if you're prepared for it, you know, you can make it, and you can make it a decent experience. I just, you know, I'm not concerned so much. You want to go to a game when it's 10 below, knock yourself out. I'm not going to judge you for that. It doesn't make for good football. It just doesn't. We want to see the game played. The game that is dropping jaws in America in 2018 was 54-51. That's what people want to see. They don't want to see guys punching each other in the mouth getting 2 yards in a pile of snow.
I agree with you. But I loved 54-51.
So let's do something about it.
They're never going to.
I know they probably won't.
They never
All right, next segment.
Well, no, but just...
Hawks really sucked last night, didn't they?
How did... I watched the second period up top when I flipped from the Cuse game. And I was like, my God, it was so fast. It was like the goal from both teams. It was like, we're not going to play defense. Like neither team. It was crazy. Patrick Kane with a back-to-back. But, yeah, they got some serious problems, Big Chief Macon.
Yeah, they do. They do. I'm going Sunday.
Sunday?
Yeah, I'm going to go this Sunday. 11:30 puck drop for the Washington Capitals. It's perfect, isn't it?
Wow. So
could that be more perfect for a guy who can't wait to get home and watch bad football?
Yeah, so you'll be home in time.
Yeah, I'll be home in time.
Oh, wow. Nice.
I know. That's a great day, isn't it?
That's well done by the Hawks, too.
Absolutely.
That's some solid awareness.
I think NBC might have something to do with it. Ovi's coming to town. His 33 goals lead your National Hockey League right now.
Yeah, I guess that probably does. NBC doesn't have either of the conference championship games, so get their sports window in earlier. All right. Well done. It's a big sports day for you.
It is a big sports day, and I got the Muskie show Saturday. Oh man.
I don't know if we're going to have enough time for home. Oh, it's a big weekend. It's McNeil and Parker's on the score.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.